Welcome to the Selfish Mom Podcast, a podcast for you so you don't get burnt out like a mother. I'm your host, Allie Kay, and this is the Selfish Mom Podcast. Learn to prioritize your mental and physical health first so we can thrive and not just survive. Let's take action, become our best selves together, and redefine selfish as the most selfless thing we could do. Welcome to the Selfish Mom Podcast. All right, we have a brand new podcast. As you guys know, 3 years ago, back in October of 2020, I launched the Invest Your Best podcast. And it's bittersweet because that podcast revolved around my 70-pound weight loss journey and just that season and era of my life. We had so many great guests on. We even made it to the spot number 34 on the health and fitness charts on Apple charts for podcasts. We were in the top 100, top 200 every week until I kind of just stopped recording this podcast. And I think it's because I had continued to evolve and I was just kind of on a new journey. I had my third son. We all know what happened there. You know, a little oopsie baby. We love a oopsie baby. Love Lane. But, you know, I'm in a different place than I was when I started the Selfish Mom or the Invest Your Best podcast. So now here is the Selfish Mom podcast. And this podcast is all about the art of putting yourself first without the guilt. I think us moms, we are so conditioned to believe that everything and anyone comes before us, you know, whether it's the kids, the house, the responsibility, our jobs, our career, our husbands, our partners, all the things come before us and we put ourselves on that back burner. And as a result, we get burnt the F out. We don't know who we are. I've even struggled with this. Like as my kids grow older, I'm like, shoot, who is Allie? Like, who am I? What do I like? What do I believe in? And I think it's so easy to get lost in motherhood. And I just want, with this Selfish Mom podcast, to remind you who the fuck you are and get you back into your superpower, you know, the power to put yourself first and become your best self and give your best self. So welcome to the Selfish Mom Podcast. What is a selfish mom? So basically, I am trying to put this positive spin on selfishness. You know, when we prioritize our mental and physical health first, then we can become our best selves and give our best selves. And I don't know why, but we as moms can have such mom guilt for putting ourselves first or making the time for ourselves. I remember when I had my first son, Lucas, I really enjoyed running. That was just like a newfound love that I loved. And I liked to go to the gym and run on the treadmill. It was just a thing that I liked to do. It kind of broke out the day. And sometimes, you know, I would put him in kid care. Well, not sometimes, all the time. I would put him in kid care. And I just remember being like, I felt guilty that I was putting him in kid care at the gym to work out because I was a stay-at-home mom. And here I was paying a little extra for kid care to go, you know, run, do something that really helped me just set up my day. Or sometimes I would even call a babysitter so I could go, you know, get a facial, get my nails done, or even go to therapy at that time. But for some reason, I felt so guilty because I thought that, like, I wasn't allowed to have this time for myself. Even like trips, like going on trips with my friends. As a mom, I just always felt guilty leaving my kids, you know, even with my partner. And I think it was just like I wouldn't allow myself to take these trips And I would just, you know, surround myself with mom guilt, because who leaves their children? Like, how dare you leave these your children? But I have found, as a seasoned third-time mom, that these are the trips. These are the times that I get away, or even like the 10 minutes to the grocery store alone, or the times I sit in my car for like 20 minutes and scroll my phone before I go back into the house with the kids. These are the moments and the time that I need to just be a better mom. Otherwise, I lose my shit, you know? So I feel like this is the message I want to continue to spread, that like, we moms, we have to take care of so many things, you know? Everything really falls on our shoulders. And by prioritizing our mental and physical health first, we again become our best selves and give our best selves, and we avoid burnout. So self-care obviously is not selfish. You know, it's what we need to preserve ourselves. And this podcast will explore all the ways how we can learn how to self-care, tapping back into wellness things. I am also, oh gosh, I feel like I need to explain a little more, as I feel like I'm not as like unhinged on Instagram as I want to be on here. So get ready to see a side of me that you might not be familiar with. And I just want to encourage everyone, listen with open ears. You know, if you don't necessarily agree with me or guests that I have on the show, that's like the beauty of a podcast, is just to have open, honest, real conversations where we can hear other people's perspectives and learn from them. And I feel like I have definitely been on this journey that has been evolving. And obviously, I have found a passion for wellness, you know, really prioritizing my mental and physical health. That's where this journey has started. And it has now slowly evolved. Yes, I'm getting deep, deep, deep in the TikTok conspiracies. But, you know, there's truth behind them as I have continued to do my own research. And you're like, Allie, what the heck are you talking about? I'm talking more along the lines of, you know, our food industry, which I will have people on this guest to kind of share their experts. Also, you know, the big farm, you know, pharmaceuticals, like what's going on there. I have learned so much about how just the power behind our bodies and our mind, and how, you know, connected there's so much our bodies and minds can do. And I truly believe there's also healing, you know, our brains are neuroplastic, meaning that they can, you know, regenerate and rebuild. Again, I am not a doctor, but these are all topics I want to explore on the Selfish Mom podcast, as it has continued to inspire my life. A couple months ago, I sold my house and we are moving to the country on a 15-acre farm with the dream and the hopes to start growing our own food, becoming self-sustainable. You know, I'm going to be drinking that raw milk. My husband's like, who's going to be milking the cows? And I just love when people doubt me, because I'm telling you, I will be out there every morning collecting my eggs. I will be milking my cows and drinking the raw milk and giving my kids the raw milk. And again, these are all topics we will explore on here. The benefits of raw milk, you know, why are eggs that we get from local farms, why are their yolk a different color? Why are they like smaller eggs than we see in the grocery store? Why do they taste like thicker? Why do the eggs in the grocery store don't taste this way? You know, these are all things we're going to explore on here. So get ready, get buckled up.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Real quick, I want to interrupt this podcast to talk to you about Chroma. Now, if you guys have followed me on TikTok or Instagram, I just did Chroma's 5-day reset, and it has changed my life. I have been caffeine-free now for over a month. Going caffeine-free, I never in my wildest dreams thought I could give up caffeine. Guys, I didn't even do it when I was pregnant. Like, I still had my one cup of coffee, and, you know, I would have that 3 p.m. crash. A month ago, I would crash at 3 p.m., and I would have another cup of coffee, or I would have Celsius, you know, some type of energy drink. And let me tell you, I felt like the more caffeine I was having, the more tired I was. I was not sleeping at night because I would have like that 3, 4 p.m. coffee or caffeine hit, and I would just be up until like 11 or 12 scrolling my phone. And then 5:30, 6 a.m. would come around, and I would set like 20 alarm clocks thinking I was going to wake up early, and I just couldn't do it. And what I have found going over a month of being caffeine free is that I have more energy. And I have to be so real with you, like the second day sucked. I had so many bad headaches. I was really just thinking I really need some coffee or some type of caffeine. But once I got past day two, I have never felt better. The biggest thing is like I get naturally tired like right after the sun goes down, around like 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'm ready for bed. But I think that's great because as soon as I go to bed around like 9 o'clock, I have been naturally waking up early at like 6 a.m. I am the type of person who used to have to set all these alarm clocks, and now I can just like wake up as the sun is rising. It's so bizarre because I never thought I would be this person, and here I am. And I have to thank Chroma for this. So I ended up doing the 5-day reset, and I heard about it from the Skinny Confidential podcast. Other people like Chris and Cavallari have done it. They definitely influenced me. But I listened to the Skinny Confidential's podcast where they had the creator of the Chroma 5-day reset, and they also had Dr. Will Cole on the show, and they talked about the benefits of this reset. And I was like, shoot, I need this. And let me just tell you, the Chroma 5-day reset is unlike any detox or cleanse on the market. Each day consists of 9 nutrient-rich, delicious meals and beverages. They come in packages, and I think that's why it was such a game changer for me, because during the day you had like 9 packets that you went through. So, you know, every couple hours there was something to put into your body or look forward to, and it was really easy to follow. No starvation here. Their revolutionary program is customized to your taste and goals and works seamlessly with your lifestyle, working, traveling, training, or slowing down at home with proven results in just 5 days. And guys, I can totally, as someone who has done this, get behind this, because not only did like the bloat in my stomach, if you saw my before and after photos, but I just felt so good. You get so much energy after day 3, you know, by not having the caffeine, by really eating, you know, these very clean things. Like, you start the day off with matcha, there's a protein shake, there's bone broth, there's vegetable broth, there's an elixir drink. There's just great things that you're putting in your body. And I promise you, if you feel like you're in a funk or you need a reset, this is it. They also offer 1-day resets. You can also shop like their plant-based protein, their porridge, all the stuff that was part of the 5-day reset, you can buy individually. Some of my like top products from there is definitely their plant-based protein. I love their porridge. And also, you have to try their cookie butter. It is to die for. You get like a tablespoon a day on the 5-day reset, but like I bought this individually. I buy it like every 2 weeks. I go through it. And the best thing is that they have given me a 15% discount code for you selfish moms out there. I am telling you, it's a little pricier, but if you kind of just like say, hey, for these 5 days, I'm not going through Starbucks, I'm not actually having meals, it all works out. But their individual products, like their protein shake and all that, are so worth it. It's quality ingredients. But if you use the code AllieK, AllieKay 15, you will get 15% off all your Chroma orders in the future. But I highly recommend the 5-day reset. Again, use my code AllieK, AllieKay 15 for 15% off everything at ChromaWellness.com. Okay, so now you know a little bit more of what to expect on the Selfish Mom podcast. And let me tell you another thing. I'm just putting this out there in the universe. Jenny McCarthy will and is going to be one of my guests. She just doesn't know it yet, but I promise you it will happen. I just like look back about, you know, moms that have inspired me. And even before being a mom, she inspired me on her whole journey. I don't want to like ruin it because I truly believe this, even if it's a little delulu, I feel like you have to be delusional to really visualize and create your dreams and your goals. Hence why I sold my home and I'm living in a one bedroom or a one bathroom house so I can move my family out to a farm. This is going to happen. But, you know, sometimes you just have to be a little delusional. And I'm a little delusional that this whole like 15 acre dream house property is going to happen along with Jenny McCarthy being my guest. So just let me live. But it's going to happen. But first, before anything else, I kind of just want to give you some takeaways of ways you can incorporate the time to prioritize yourself. And I have said this on my last episode or my last podcast, and you will hear me say this all the time. What you prioritize, you will make happy. Drop the excuses that you are this busy mom that doesn't have time to move their bodies, that doesn't have time to put foods in their bodies that love you back. You have to change this narrative that's going on in your mind. What you tell yourself is what you believe. So if you're constantly telling yourself you're too busy, you don't have the time, you're too tired, you don't have the money to, you know, buy these foods, I'm telling you that's a reality that you create for yourself. It is so cost effective to make shakes in the morning. I'm telling you, yeah, the protein powder might be like $40 or $50 for a 30-day supply, but I promise you, if you're eating out every night or you're going to your daily Starbucks, you're going to save money for making a shake in the morning. And you know what? You're getting quality ingredients and you're getting protein. You know, those are just things where it's like you got to stop holding yourself back by telling yourself this story that you can change. So what you prioritize, you will make happen. Prioritize yourself. Be that selfish mom. And I want to kind of just give you a couple takeaways that you can start today. So one thing with me is movement has been such a just like a stepping stone for me. Movement is my medicine. And I think what works for me is I'm not saying, hey, I got to go do this 30-minute workout and I think about it and I dread it throughout the day. That's not what I'm doing. How I perceive my movement is like, this is my medicine. This is what I need so that I am, you know, a better mom. So that I'm not this moody woman when my husband comes home, or like when my husband comes home in a bad mood, which like, you know, a lot of the times he does, I can just kind of brush that energy off and not get sucked into that energy. You know, this is what I need to be a resilient, selfish mom is movement. And I feel like I have connected with movement. So if you're someone who like doesn't even know where to start with movement, this is like my number one tip. Go outside. Go make a playlist with like two of your favorite songs, even if it's just one of your favorite songs. Like, I'm trying to think of what that song would be. Mine would probably be some type of like, right now I am in my NSYNC era because I really do believe they're going back on tour, but I would probably play Pop by NSYNC and I would just jam out and walk for that amount of time that song plays. Go do that and try to do that every single day. Don't set yourself up with trying to do this like 30-minute walk or something that's like out of your norm. Do something that's achievable. This is what I call the bare minimum. Go try to commit to whatever the bare minimum is that you can do. Or play, you know, Alexa and put on that song and dance, you know. Just be intentional with that time and move your body. I promise you, you will feel a little bit better than you did before. If you didn't feel a little better than you did before, DM me and I will Venmo you $5 because I promise you, if you are honest with yourself, you will feel at least like 0.5-1% better than what you did before you started that movement. But for real, that's a real thing. Go 5 minutes, play your favorite playlist outside, take a walk, or go dance it up. Another thing is have a moment of meditation before you wake up. Now listen, I know you're probably rolling your eyes like, Allie, what is meditation? Who actually does this? And I will say, I am not one to really meditate. This has been something that I just can't really get into. But something that I have found that takes me 1 minute, literally 1 minute, I do before I pop out of bed, even when the clock is like at 6:42 and I have to get out of bed by 6:45 or it just like really ruins my morning routine. You know what I'm talking about? I do this thing where I close my eyes and I visualize everything that I'm thankful for. And I'm talking like little things. I'm thankful that I hear my kids laughing. I'm thankful that, you know, our air conditioning works today. I'm thankful that we at least have one bathroom that works, even though, you know, I would love three bathrooms right now in our house. You know, like little things. Be thankful that the sun came up today. Be thankful that you have this opportunity to get out of bed, you know, that your kids are healthy or whatever it is, just like the littlest things that you could just start listing off in your head and kind of like visualize it as you go. Then I move into what I am letting go of. And these for me are more like emotions, like letting go of anger. I'm letting go of jealousy. I'm letting go of resentment. You know, I'm letting go of lack of patience, of rage. You know, I just really go through whatever's been going on in my life that I truly need to let go of. And I kind of just see it. Sometimes like I visualize it in colors, whatever just like comes to mind as a picture, like do this. And I'm telling you, like, it's literally like 30 seconds for each category. And then I move on to what I'm wanting more of. And this is where you're actually visualizing what you want and you're manifesting. And this is where I want more, you know, I want more family time. I want to laugh more. Like, that's been one of the things that it has been like a big goal of mine. For some reason, my parents did not bless me with this great sense of humor. My husband has a great sense of humor, but I just found that I have been like very serious and uptight lately. Like, I want to laugh more. Obviously, I want my career to grow. You know, I want more money, you know, all the things. So what do you want more of? And that's your time to really be intentional. And I promise you, try to do this like 5 minutes a day and it sets your day up so great. And again, these are just like the pockets in the day where you're being that selfish mom, where you're prioritizing yourself. And I will tell you, the other day we have been trying to sleep train Lane. So he was in his crib. He had woken up and he started fussing. And usually I would just run and get him right away. As soon as he fusses, I get him. But I knew as I was like going through this meditation visualization exercise, he started fussing and I just knew he was going to be okay. And I finished what I needed to do in my mind for that day because that was my time for myself. So that's like a little pocket of being that selfish mom where I came first in that moment. My kid was safe. He was fine, but I didn't just run to him. I let myself finish. And I think like in the beginning with babies, we're so guilty of it. Like as we're eating, we like scarf down our foods. And like, I don't do that anymore. I'm a slow eater. If my kids need something, I don't interrupt my meal. I say, when mom's done, I will get you a glass of water or I will make your food or whatever it is. They come in and interrupt me as I'm eating. You know, there's all these ways that I can give examples of being that selfish mom where obviously your kids are taken care of. They're fine, but you can come first, you know, and it's not selfish. It really isn't. I know I'm saying selfish, but I'm trying to put this positive spin on it where we can own being the selfish mom. And I promise you, being a selfish mom will change your life. So this has been the very, very first episode of the Selfish Mom Podcast. Buckle up, get ready for the season. I promise it will not disappoint you. Jenny McCarthy will be making her appearance at some point in this season. She, again, just doesn't know it yet, but stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. Please go spread the message of being a selfish mom. If you have a friend, you have a family member that really needs to hear that she needs to come first before her kids, she needs to prioritize her mental and physical health, share this podcast to them. Help me out. Go write a review on Apple Podcasts if you can about the Selfish Mom Podcast. We have an awesome giveaway. If you are interested in winning the 5-day reset by Chroma and other amazing products, go follow the Selfish Mom Podcast on Instagram. Write a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Screenshot your review. Send it to me in the DMs on Selfish Mom Podcast Instagram page, and you will be in the running to win all these great goodies, including the 5-day Chroma reset. And I think we might get the founder on the show and hopefully do some more giveaways for Chroma, because when I tell you that I legit love a brand, this is the brand, and I live for it. So it has been such like a staple of my life so far the past month. So I want to share it with you. Go share this podcast. Go enter the giveaway to win the 5-day Chroma Reset. And of course, I have the Selfish Mom 6-week challenges happening every couple weeks if you are interested to start building habits and live a healthy lifestyle where weight loss and all the things will follow. But you gotta build a foundation first, and that's the Selfish Mom Challenge. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Selfish Mom Challenge. Go be that selfish mom you deserve.